You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I just lost my remote control. Starbucks coffee came back cold. The iPhone update took too long. No data to Shazam that song. The cleaning lady's late. Oh, how am I gonna get by? No Snapchat or Instagram, lest I get on Wi-Fi. First world problems, they're out of your craft beer. First world problems, no phone is my biggest fear. First world Fridays, on KMBZ. First world Fridays, with Wick and Jimmy.
22980 text them in 22980.
So you made fun of me.
Yes.
Recently.
Yes, I did.
When my phone updated.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I didn't want it to. I never want it to.
I chose to accept this.
And it was horrible and ruined my life.
How is your life, by the way?
It's still ruined.
Okay.
Because it's still weird. You had to update your phone. How'd that go, buddy?
I don't know if I hate it yet, but I hate this part of it.
It's different. It's very different.
The time isn't where it's supposed to be.
And that's an important part of what you use your phone for.
Like,
yes.
The lock screen is the same. Like, it's a little bit different, but it's fine. But when you unlock it, up in the top right, I have a Samsung, I have a Note 8. Up in the top right, that's where you're supposed to see your Wi-Fi signal and your battery percentage and the time. Now the time is on the left side of my screen. It feels awkward.
Everything about it is different.
Yep.
Everything. When you go to the other screen where it shows where all your windows are open, that looks different. Everything. Things are bigger. Everything is different.
Yeah. Everything's a little bit...
I'm never getting another update on my phone again.
I will handle this. This is a true first world problem. But yeah, on the left side...
I mean, you have no choice but to handle it at this point.
I feel like I got to be able to do something here, but it's...
Let me know.
It happened this morning, and it's very, very weird. So, there you go.
Hold on a second. I need to correct someone's grammar who's being a jerk.
This is what Jamie loves to do on the text line.
If you're a jerk, the first thing I'm going to do is point out that you're sounding dumb.
Text your first world problems in 22980. It's 22980. My first world problem is that my Alexa doesn't like my voice, so she will not do what I say. Is that a thing? Like, doesn't, if you say Alexa, I mean, unless you sound like the Cookie Monster, like, doesn't Alexa always have to do what you tell her?
I had to wait for my pour over coffee because I needed decaf and they don't make a drip pot of decaf. But your coffee was better by being pour over.
My first world problem, I'm looking at houses in the rain. I mean, yeah, I guess. You're going to go inside. It's all that matters. That matters more, right?
I guess.
Here's a first world problem.
Mm-hmm.
The TSA line was so long at the Minneapolis airport yesterday, I missed the breakfast buffet inside the Delta Sky Club. That's a problem. Had to eat lunch food at 11 a.m. Yeah, but lunch food is better than breakfast food anyway.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I got my tax refund from the feds and sent it right to the state of Kansas.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Yes, I still have to. We're 2 weeks away from tax day.
Are you done yet?
Mama's got some big checks to write.
It's no good.
I always do.
That's no fun.
I always have. Because I'm one of those people that chooses to keep a little more of my money through the year and not have the government have it for free. Like, that's just a free loan to the government if you let them keep it all year. And that also, I just always have to write really big checks at tax time.
No, can't read that one. Won't read that one.
Oh. Are people being...
No, that wasn't a first world problem.
Oh, yeah. If you're not texting in a first world problem, then it doesn't matter. Let's see.
Had to stand outside in the rain while pumping my own gas. Sorry, Richard. Actually says the name Richard next to that one, so I would assume that person's name is Richard.
My wife and I saved for 6 years to buy an $80,000 boat. We've only had it out 3 times since February now, and it's stuck in the shop for a recall.
It's too bad. Went to go get a pedicure, and the massage on the chair doesn't work. Aww, it's the worst.
Let's see. I have to take my loaner vehicle to go pick up my new pickup truck that required $6,000 in repairs. What happened for $6,000 in repairs?
That, by the way, is that's not a first world
problem.
That's a real world problem.
Got off work and one of my kids didn't shut the fridge. My beer is not cold. And I would check other stuff in your fridge.
Yeah.
To see if it's cold besides your beer.
The beer is the important part.
Power's out at work. We are an electric company.
Well, wait a minute.
That's like saying, you know, Sprint should never have problems with their phones.
Yeah,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes stuff happens. Hey, it's getting lighter outside.
Look at that.
Just in time for us to have to go outside.
I'm not reading about your prostate exam. Good luck to you with that.
I went into McDonald's to get a Diet Coke, and they gave me regular.
Oh.
That's a true problem.
Had to go in and pay for gas because the card reader at the pump wasn't working.
I would just wait at that point and get gas later.
What if you're really, really low? You wouldn't go in?
No. I think I would just say, you know what? No. I'll get it tomorrow. You know?
When your coworkers like to play that it's not my job description when we have to talk to people on a daily basis. Look, if your coworkers suck... If your coworkers suck, that's a real world problem.
Oh.
Went to Disneyland. The castle is closed for renovation.
Can I bring up 3789 and then bring up what Twitter?
Sure.
I nicked myself manscaping.
Man. Bro.
There is a company called Manscaped that for some reason thinks I am the market for this product and keeps showing up in my Twitter feed. I don't understand why they think that I am the market for that product. Huh. Just because I happen to do a talk show that the majority of the listenership is men does not mean that I am the market for that product. But I'm all sorry and all.
Did you block them?
Can I block something that just shows up as promoted in my Twitter feed?
Yeah.
I shall do that.
Yes, you can. You can block block anything, except we can't block people on anything but people on the text line.
Oh, we can.
We just are told not.
Even those of you that are sending a 75 text to clog it all up, that's fine.
This is not a first world problem. St. Louis bagels not available here yet.
Yes, they are. Go to Panera and ask them to cut it that way.
Ask them to cut it in a stupid-ass way.
Panera does it. So we solved your problem.
My top list of shoeshine girl was out of black shoe polish.
You have a shoeshine girl?
I have never had my shoes shine.
I haven't either.
Never in my life.
Let's see.
Keep them coming in. 22980. What are your first world problems? Not your serious stuff. Save that for later. They'll do that during Dana and Parks. This is a good thing. Someone said my first world problem, stores are out of black jelly beans. Black jelly beans are disgusting.
They are saving you
good
from the worst kind of jelly bean.
Get a good flavor of jelly bean or something.
There are 400 types of jelly beans. Pick something else. Pick something better than the black one.
The black ones are gross. That's not a racist thing. Chill out. Black jelly beans are terrible. So is black licorice.
This is why we are friends.
There you go.
Right there. And red licorice is fine. But black licorice is really bad.
Let's see. Something, something Wicked hates.
Something, something Wicked bad. Something, something Interview bad.
Oh, gotcha.
Something, something.
Somebody's mad about Channel 9.
I didn't know if they meant us or if they... Because sometimes people accidentally get the call letters wrong.
Well, I mean, remember, we're KMBZ, dummy. Someone said there's a show about nothing on KMBC, Channel 9 at noon every day? Really?
I don't know what's on.
I don't know what's on 9 every day. At noon.
Tell me more about this thing about nothing.
Yeah, I'd love to know. Is it Seinfeld? Because that's a show about nothing. Yes, do they show is. Seinfeld reruns on there?
Can we get Bill Murray next time?
By the way, oh my gosh, last week, I have no idea why, when I went to those basketball games up in Des Moines,
yeah,
and I got to the games late for the first session, which was my plan all along. But for some reason, Bill Murray was at the game in Louisville gear rooting for the Louisville Cardinals against Minnesota, and it was legitimately him. And wow. I have no idea why, unless Bill Murray just did one of his Bill Murray things and went and did some random thing that the rest of us all do, but he's Bill Murray. He was down low like half court or whatever. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you ever want to watch something really cool, check out the Bill Murray stories on Netflix, because he goes around, they just kind of chronicle him going from bar to bar, but he's never part of the show. It's a really, really cool story.
Huh.
Cool show on Netflix. Bill Murray stories.
All right.
There you are.
Are we going to podcast the Richard Dreyfuss interview? People want to hear
Yes. It? I think you have to podcast that. Chris, I think that's a yes, right?
It's already in the works.
When we podcast it, what are we doing with the F-bomb?
Keep the F-bomb.
Are we bleeping it?
Warn people, though, in the description. All right.
It's internet.
It's
so
internet.
The FCC doesn't have any control over that. So be forewarned. Wait for it. It'll be in there.
Texter 8265 said that Bill Murray's son is a coach. I did not know that.
Oh, and that he is a known Louisville fan.
I did not know that. Thank you. I always love the text line, Jamie. You know me.
So full of good facts.
Joy and cheer, yes, and positivity.
All right, everybody be careful in the rain today. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.